this whole event, we've been promoting a hashtag, Build for Good, as a way for our community to showcase the great things developers are doing across the globe. One such organization is taking that mantra to heart by helping refugees and immigrants learn programming skills. For more on this inspirational organization, please welcome Sherry, Benjamin, Fatima, and Seema.
Hello.
So, yeah, why don't you say hi? Welcome. Well, introduce yourself, Sherry.
Hi, I'm Sherry. I'm the chairwoman of the Danish chapter of Hack Your Future, and I'm based in Copenhagen.
And I'm Benjamin Hughes, and I'm the educational director of Hack Your Future Copenhagen branch.
I'm Fatima, and I'm a front-end developer at Ocean.io.
I'm Seema, and I'm from front-end developer at Backbase, banking platform company, and I'm based in Amsterdam.
Awesome. So, Sherry, what is Hack Your Future?
So, Hack Your Future is a coding school for disadvantaged groups that they have no or limited access to the education or a job market. They can go through a 7-month intensive course and learn all the skills that they need to become a web developer. Once they finish the 7 months, we are trying our best to help them to get an internship job, which hopefully going to lead to a full-time position. And this initiative started in Amsterdam, but now it's available in many different countries, such as in Denmark, in Belgium, and in Canada.
Awesome. So Benjamin, how actually does Hack Your Future work?
Well, we get volunteer teachers to come in every Sunday, and they teach for 4 hours. And that can be different topics depending on what the students are learning. And then the most of the learning actually takes place when they are not in the school, which is at home, where they work on their homework. So that's like very different from a normal school. That's where they do most of the learning. And there's lots of support kind of set in. So we have support groups on Slack. They can ask their mentors. They can ask their fellow students. We have study groups and all these things set up so we can help them get through the hard part of Hack Your Future, which is like completing the homework. And then in the end, they do a final project, which is like a real life project where they work with between 10 and 15 different developers on a real-life project, a real-life problem. They work with JIT, testing, linting, like all of these things in a very professional setup where they really get some skills so they're ready to get into the internships or into a job when they're done with that.
And that's brilliant. So you're teaching them real-world skills that they can use to apply to actually get jobs, and that's wonderful. So yeah, Fatima, exactly. Tell me, what drove you to Hack Your Future in the first place?
Actually, last year, I joined Hack Your Future with zero knowledge of software development and but passion about being a developer. And with support of Hack Your Future community, this journey kind of get me. I could pass the journey, and then my dream became true. And I'm a front-end developer right now at Ocean.io, which is a platform for business-to-business marketing.
That's amazing! Congratulations. So, why did you actually decide to change careers into tech in the first place? What was your driving motivation there?
Yeah, actually, my background is chemical engineering, and it was a little bit scary for me to change my career and become a developer. First of all, I have a kind of passion for software development. And second of all, since there are less women in IT industry, that's something that makes my motivation stronger to be a developer as a woman and pursue my career in this IT industry.
That's amazing. That's really inspirational, Fatima. That's amazing. So Seema, same to you. So what drove you to Hack Your Future and a career in technology?
Yes, Asim. So I studied computer science in Syria, and we studied C# as a programming language. But to be honest, I didn't really like it at the time. And I thought maybe that's not the field for me. So I applied for an HR internship. And when I was in this internship, I was always going back to the development department and always asking them about technologies they use, about how do they solve this particular problem. And also I even asked them to give me assignments. So I knew that this is what I wanted to do. And that's why I gave PHP a try. And I chose PHP because it was highly recommended by the market back then. But at the same time, the war has already started and it was really hard to get a job. At this point of my life, I was really hopeless because also my husband fled the country because of the circumstances. And he arrived to the Netherlands and we applied for family reunion 2 times and it didn't work. So while he was sitting in the camp waiting, seeing no way out, he saw this ad for a small coding school. They claim to give you free education and also pay for the transportation. So he thought it was a scam, but he had nothing to lose. So he just applied. And that's when he joined Class Zero, which is the first class of Hack Your Future. And they also helped him to get 2 internships. And then he'll get a 1-year contract in which he was able to bring me to the Netherlands. And when I arrived here, I knew that this is time to continue my dream, and what better place to do than Hack Your Future, because my husband already has experience there and because they are basically the reason why I'm here. And that's when I joined. And after that, after a 7-month program, I graduated and got an internship. After 4 months, I got the job that I'm currently in, which I've been in for 1 year, 2 months and 14 days, according to Bamboo HR. And now both my husband and I are volunteers there.
That's amazing. Congratulations, Seema. What an inspiring story.
Thank you.
So now you've graduated. Now you both graduated from the program. What are you doing now? Like, let's start with Fatima. What are you doing right now?
Besides my full-time job as a front-end developer, I am a member of Hack Your Future community to also support and help a student during the software development program and makes it easier for them.
That's brilliant, bringing it full circle. And how about you, Seema? What are you up to these days?
Besides being a full-time programmer or front-end developer, I build widgets most of my time. And in the weekend, sometimes I help at Hack Your Future. I help applying Agile to the project phase or the project module. So students are ready to start in a company after graduating.
That's amazing. So after both going through the program, you're now part of the program that helps you get there. That's amazing. So let's say you've been through this incredible journey. Seema, if you were to be able to go back in time and speak to a younger version of yourself, what advice would you give yourself?
I would tell myself, don't give up and just keep on going and believe in yourself. You can do it, because at some point I really needed this advice. I would also tell myself to get out more of my comfort zone, because that will show me what I can truly do. And it will give me the confidence to take an opportunity. I would also tell myself in these circumstances to call my family every day and tell them how much I love them, because I don't know when I will see them again.
Great advice. I wish we had a time machine like that. So again, same with you, Fatima. If you were to go back in time and be able to give advice to a younger version of yourself, what would you say?
As I mentioned, I changed my career And I would like to say to someone who are not happy with their job or happy with the situation, it's not as scary to change career and switch to software development. And it needs just belief and hard work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's like if you just believe in yourself, you're going to have lots of different career changes in your career in tech, and this is just your first one. So congratulations to both of you. What an inspiring story. So Benjamin, this is really amazing work you're doing at Hack Your Future, both you and Sherry. What help do you need to make this even more successful than it is right now?
I think what we need the most is a connection to companies. And not just like a vague connection, but a proper connection with someone within a company that really believes in what we do. So it should be someone who believes in that our students can really help their company. So someone who believes in diversity, someone who believes in helping disadvantaged groups. And not because it's I don't know what you should call, but they should do it because we have like talented developers that have a different perspective on life and on their circumstances. And that's why they should take people in. So if there are someone who thinks like, that sounds like a really cool initiative, I would love to help and I would love to kind of bury or help with this project, then reach out, go into hackyfuture.dk and write to me or Sherry. There's contact info there, and you can help lots of ways. You can help with company visits, you can help with donations, you can help with getting internships, getting jobs. Like, there are so many different ways that you can help. So if you have a good idea, like, reach out. We are very glad to speak to companies. So that's probably the biggest help we can get, I would say.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, and if there's a call, so just repeat the domain name for me if you can. Is it hackyourfuture.dk?
Well, the Copenhagen branch is hackyourfuture.dk and the Amsterdam branch is hackyourfuture.net.
Ah, fantastic. So, yeah, great shout out for anybody who's listening right now. If you want to help, if you've got a position, please reach out to Hack Your Future. What an inspiring story. What amazing work this community and this organization is doing. Thank you so much for all of it. So now back to the studio.